we thought it's important that we celebrate our connection with the rest of the family. Amen. And so that's why we're having International Day, which is being celebrated all around the world today in every Lighthouse Church, about 1,700 of them around the world, and everybody is celebrating the nations. Amen. Well, why do we celebrate the nations? It is because God loves the nations. See, God loves more people than just you. Hallelujah. The scripture or the verse that is the foundation of all Christianity is John chapter 3 and verse 16. And John chapter 3 verse 16 says that God so loved the world. Do you see? Do you have that verse? Put it up here. Let me show you. It says, God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. God loves the entire world, not just one group of people. Hallelujah. God goes beyond race to love every race. God loves white people. God loves black people. God loves mulattoes and mixtures, mixed people like Vanessa. Hallelujah. God loves the entire world. He says he loves the whole world, and because of that, he gave his only begotten son to the world, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. It's interesting that to reach the entire world, God uses the only thing that everyone in the world can respond to, and that is love. Hallelujah. Love is like the only thing that everybody in the world can relate with. The Bible calls it the bond of peace. Did it? Okay, great. It says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Okay, but now Colossians 3:14 is the verse we should read now. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14. It says, for, where is that? Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14. Okay. It says, put on love or charity, which is the bond of peace. Colossians chapter 3. And verse 14, it says, and above all these things, put on charity. Charity is an old word for love. And the Bible says, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Hallelujah. In other words, love is like a binding agent. Love is the thing that makes people from different backgrounds, from different places, with so vast differences. I mean, we saw it as they were speaking and explaining. You take what Lamech was sharing with us about his country, you see that it is a totally different background from where Vanessa is coming from. You know, Vanessa comes from the place that stamps his country out. Hallelujah. So it's not food that connects us. It's not language that connects us. Do you see? But there is something that we all can respond to. And that something is love. Hallelujah. So when you put food between two different people from different backgrounds, they may not find common ground in that place. Hallelujah. Lamech was telling us what he likes to eat someone else says is tasteless. You can't even believe it, isn't it? And sometimes when people are eating their foods, it can even offend you. You know, when someone is eating what is a delicacy in his country, you know, some people eat the eyes, you know, and of the fish, you know, they actually eat everything and leave the fish, and then they take it and suck the eyes. you know, it's a delicacy for them, you know. The other day I heard someone talking about a kind of food in their country, and they said it's a very special kind of egg which is boiled, or it is I think is what do you call it, they drop the egg in horse urine. Yeah, they put the egg in horse urine and the horse urine cooks the egg. You know, it's a delicacy. Do you see? So if God was going to use food to unite us, it's not going to work. Because from the way you're responding, you don't look like someone who has an appetite for horse urine or egg boiled in horse urine this afternoon. Do you see what I'm saying? So it can't be food. And it is not language, because we don't all speak the same language. Do you understand? But there is one thing that God uses to reach all people from everywhere, and that thing is love. That is why in John 3:16, to relate with the whole world, God used the one thing that universally people can respond to, and that one thing is love. Hallelujah. So it's a shame that in our world today, there are people who are trying to connect to God, but are not responding to His love. People are trying to connect to God in so many different ways, other than the one way that He has provided, which is His expression of love. Hallelujah. It is like trying to drink out of a can of Coke, but outside the straw. You know, I give you a can of Coke like that, and then I stick a straw in it. And obviously the purpose is that through the straw, you can relate with the contents in the can. But then you have your mouth all around the can and everywhere around the can, even at the bottom of the can, everywhere else around the can, except on the straw where the juice is going to come out of. Hallelujah. And the straw is the love of God. If you haven't responded to the love of God, you cannot enter God. You cannot come to God. But God is someone that all people from every place can come to. Hallelujah. Everybody from every place, regardless of their background, regardless of where they come from, regardless of their skin color, all of us can know God. All of us can come to God. God has intended that all of us will come to Him. In fact, when you read the Bible, you see heaven is a place that is made up of people from all sorts of places. Let's read one last verse before we close. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Just look quickly with me at Revelation chapter 5 and from verse 9. Revelation chapter 5 from verse 9 and verse 10. It says, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood. Hallelujah. He says, Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood. Out of every kindred, out of every kindred, kindred means tribe. So out of every tribe, and out of every tongue, that means people who speak any language, do you see? And out of every people and out of every nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Hallelujah. So I want you to see that God's intention is not that heaven will be full of black people, or that heaven will be full of white people, or heaven will be full of Filipinos, or that heaven will be full of Ghanaians or Egyptians or people from any particular place. But God has spread out His love and is reaching out to everybody, and He says that all the world can come. come to him. Hallelujah. All the world can respond to this one language that God is speaking with all of us, and that is the language of love. And how did God show that love? The Bible says he showed that love by sending his son to die for us. Hallelujah. He showed that love. So John 3:16 says, God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So the expression of the love is through the son. Hallelujah. And receiving the son is responding to the love. Hallelujah. If I express my love to you by giving you an iPad, this is my little iPad, and I say, I so love you that I give you my iPad. The only way to respond to that love is not to sit there and keep looking at me. Do you see what I'm saying? If I so loved you, I so loved you because you don't know what it cost me to get this iPad. See, you don't know how far I had to walk to get it. You don't know how many days I had to go without food to own one of these. Are you understanding me? But it was all because of my love for you that I got you this. So if I hold this out to you, you owe it to me to respond to my love by receiving this gift that I'm giving to you. So come on, receive it. But you need to give it back to me. Hallelujah. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. To respond to that love, you need to receive that begotten son. You need to make sure that you have reached out, stretched out your hand, or stretched out your life to receive the son that God has graciously given as a demonstration of his love. Hallelujah. An international day is a good day to do that. It's a good day because it is a day when we remember how God showed his love, not to a small group of people, not to a select few people, but he showed his love to the entire world. And if you're part of the world, you have an opportunity to respond to that love. Hallelujah. So I want us to bow our heads in prayer as we close this service this afternoon. And I want you to take a moment, just take a moment, and just think about the love of God and ask yourself, what have you done with it? That God so loved you, he so loved you, he so loved you and cared about you, that he gave you his only begotten son. But what have you done with that expression of love? Have you done your part by reaching out to him and responding to that love? You can do that today. Today is a good day to do that. To say, Lord, I realize that even though I am from such and such a place, that even though my background is in such a place, I realize you have not left me out. That for even me, you have stretched out your arm in love towards me by giving me your only begotten son. So I respond to that love by stretching out my hand towards you to say, Lord, I receive that son. I receive your only begotten son, Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for my sins. And I respond to it by asking him to come into my life and to be Lord over this life. Let that be your prayer this morning. Everybody just close your eyes and just say this prayer with me. Just raise up your right hand and say, Dear Lord. Say, Dear Lord, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for loving me so much, and for sending your only begotten son to demonstrate that love to me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. I come to you today in response to your love. I want to love you back with my life. So come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive my sins, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me from unrighteousness, Lord Jesus, and make me a child of God. I respond to your love today because you love the whole world. And because I'm part of the world, I receive that love. I know I'm an object of your love. You love me in spite of my weaknesses, in spite of my background, in spite of my skin color, in spite of my language. You love me, and I receive you as my Lord in response to that love. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my sincere prayer. I mean this prayer, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Well, so we're going to bring the service to a close, but before we do that, we want to receive our offering and our tithe this morning. So if you have your offering, take out an offering. If you have your tithe, please stand to your feet, and we're going to pray